This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Mean Girls, the movie based on the Broadway musical, based on the movie, is out in theaters today. The educators, Tina Fey and Tim Meadows, are back in their original roles. The high schoolers, including the Mean Girls, are mostly not. The remake joins what's been referred to as the Mean Girls universe, another example of how Hollywood just does not like to let any grass at all grow on successful intellectual property, even if it's made of plastic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes explains.
Mean Girls has always been one of my go-to comfort movies. It all feels so familiar. The high school hierarchy, the math leads, the cafeteria conversations with the popular girls, aka the plastics.
Oh my God, I love your bracelet. Where did you get it?
Oh, my mom made it for me. It's adorable.
Oh, it's so fetch.
What is fetch?
Oh, it's like slang from England.
The original is now 20 years old, and this is a chance for Hollywood to make money by presenting an old story to a new audience. Not just people who remember the social roller coaster of high school, but people who are living through it. Sam Adams writes about film for Slate and says his 14-year-old daughter asked to go see the movie with her friends.
They just got through middle school, so they could tell you a whole lot about Mean Girls with small M, small G.
Adams says they've seen the original, and they know one of the new stars, Renee Rapp, from TikTok. She plays Regina George in the new musical version of the movie. The film industry has a long tradition of revisiting ideas that worked before, even if some of the remakes and sequels end up being relegated to the burn book. But Adam says this isn't just part of what Hollywood does now. It's pretty much everything that Hollywood does now.
The concern is that it does kind of chase away, squeeze out more original stories.
At the Senator Theater in Baltimore, owner Kathleen Lyon says there is some audience fatigue with movies that rely on old IP. Still, they have gotten calls from people who are planning to dress up for Mean Girls, maybe wear pink, even if it's not a Wednesday.
So we have a lot of these college age kids that are definitely interested in the movie, as well as sort of like some mother-daughter date things happening.
Lyon says they're not doing any special promotions to get people in, and instead will leave that to happen organically. In the words of Regina George, you can't make fetch happen. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.